Lord, we are thankful for your loving kindness to us. And we're thankful, Lord, that you have given us your word. And Lord, that you've breathed life into it for us by the Holy Spirit. Lord, our understanding at the level of earth is worthless. Lord, we need you and you to guide us and to help us to understand and to even to hear the words that you're saying. Lord, help us to embrace you in every way. In your precious name, Lord, we pray. Amen. Last couple of times I've spoken, I've shared on faith, and I'll have a number of things that have come up. As you can imagine, it's a small topic, and there's a lot of things about it that are worthy of being shared. And I share this, and I realize that you may not agree with what I say, and that is perfectly all right. My desire is that what I share, what I see here, may stimulate thought and a willingness to seek, well, what does the Lord mean by that? If it doesn't mean what Lex says, what does it mean? Or if it means, and hopefully, my desire would be that you would agree with me, but yet go deeper and hold these things before the Lord. Faith, as I shared, the Word shares with us in chapter 11, is more or less defined. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And I want to give some examples and from the Scripture and add the other burden, if you want to call it a burden. It's not been a burden to me. It's what the Lord has given me to share, and I have enjoyed it immensely, is the verses in opening verses in chapter 12 of Hebrews, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And what I began sharing on was, or one of the things I began sharing on was that Jesus is the author and perfecter of faith. And what the Lord has been working in my heart has been some level of increasing understanding of life, his life within me and within us. Within us as a fellowship, within us as believers. And so far it's defied my own words and I have struggled with it. But the thing that I shared last time, a couple of weeks ago, was that that Jesus is not the creator of faith, and please feel free to disagree with me on that, but pursue it in the Word, that Jesus is the author of faith. In other words, he causes it to come, he causes it to be seen. He is a leader. That's what the word means. There's leadership involved in being the author of faith. And he's causing it to be seen. And what the Lord gave me to share about that is the testimony of Jesus. That's what stimulates. These are man's words, and I apologize. Best I can come up with. That the Lord, by his testimony, by the things that he does, by what's in the Word that comes alive to us by the Spirit, by what we live, how we have lived, the things that have come upon us, the things, you know, Bradley, you know, is a faith-building experience. There's a testimony of Jesus in his life. There's a testimony of Jesus in all of our lives. And the things that sometimes we struggle with, the things that we rejoice in, these are the testimony of Jesus. It's speaking of him. It's witnessing to who he is. He is causing us to see that. He wants us to see that. His desire is, as the author, is for us to see it. And then he wants to cause it to take root within us. He is perfecting it. He is walking with us. He is leading us. He is showing us himself. He is not only showing us himself, he's not just trying to, I got to be careful here, because I don't want to say something I don't mean. That's why I need to be careful. Jesus, our Lord, desires for us to walk with him, trusting in him for the things that just don't make sense. Things that we can't do. Things that we see and I mentioned earlier in prayer about Noah and thinking about Noah and the world forces, the governments that are working against the work of Jesus that Noah has tried to do. He has gone forth as a missionary to carry the word of God, and he was able to. Anyway, my point is that the Lord Jesus is showing himself. He wants us to see him. And it is testimony because it is truth. He is witnessing to who he is, to who the Father is, to what he has done, what the Father has done. He is a witness as in court. He is sworn in as a truth speaker. He is the truth. We know that. But to help us to see it, he is speaking that truth that we might know it and hear of it and walk in it. And I shared the incident in the scripture in Mark chapter 5 of the woman who had suffered with a hemorrhage for years and years and years and years, spent all her money trying to get well and seeking out doctors and so forth. And she came to Jesus, and Jesus, according to the word, Jesus didn't know she was there. And I struggle to understand that. But he did, you know, he didn't realize she was present. She came to him, and the Holy Spirit had worked upon her the being of the Jewish nation, being of Israel. She knew of God, but she was struggling. She was unclean. She shouldn't be there. She shouldn't be in a crowd. And she came, and she desired to be healed, and she knew he could do it. She believed him. She had faith to believe that he would heal her that day if she could touch him. And so it was. She touched him, and he suddenly realized that she was there and that the power had gone out from him. That's faith. Believing that he is able to do. He is able to carry Bradley even though he's fallen. You know that. You've sensed it in the spirit, Sharon. I sense it in Nathan. The Lord is giving us faith to walk according to his purpose and to take up the life that He has made for us. Even before we leave this place, we will have it in greater abundance, if that's such the appropriate way to say it, when we leave this world and go to be with Him. But even now, we have life. We have real life. The life that He desires and the life that He is working within us. Now, just because there's a testimony people see the testimony and don't believe. In that same chapter in Mark, actually at the beginning of that chapter, it's chapter 5, it's the story, I'm not going to read it all because I don't have a lot of time, but it's the story of Jesus has come to the Gadarenes, or Gerasenes, the country of the Gerasenes, and this is where He meets the legion of demons that have possessed this man who has been uncontrollable by the people of the area, and He just scared them to death and beat them up and whatever, and went around among the tombs being possessed. And the Lord comes to him, sees him, and the man comes to him, and the demons speak to the Lord, and He casts them into the swine instead of casting them into the abyss. And they rush into the sea, and the swine are destroyed. And the people come, and they see the testimony of Jesus in this man, that he who was uncontrollable, possessed by demons, is clean. He is no longer, he is in his seated and in his right mind, clothed and in his right mind. And they ask Jesus to go away. They see the testimony. This is the Savior. This is the Messiah. A man able to command demons to come forth and to hurl themselves into these swine and into the sea. He could have hurled them into the abyss. I mean, the demon says so. They asked not to be. It wasn't time yet. But the point is, they saw the testimony of God, the cleansing power of God, and the desire of God to prove Himself to His people, to show Himself, and they ask Him to go away. And He accepts. That's testimony without faith, that didn't go to faith. And there are many examples. I mean, many of the healings that the Lord did in the presence of the Pharisees and the Sadducees didn't move them a bit. The Lord fed 5,000. And the people came to Him and they asked Him, and He called them short. Where is that? Well, I didn't write it down. He fed them. They came to Him, and He calls them out, and He says, You don't want to see me. You want to be fed. You don't want to know me. And he tells, I know where it is. John 6. That's exactly right. I do have it written down here. I just didn't give myself enough of a note to John 6 to realize it. Okay, let me read this. It's John 6:25-29. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you get here? And Jesus answered them and said, Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. That's us, huh? That's this. You know, I want to be safe. I want to be secure. I want to feel good. I want to be healthy. I want to have things that I enjoy. We look after ourselves. And anyway, because you ate the loaves, that's the flesh. But because you ate of the loaves and were filled, do not work for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man shall give to you. For on him the Father, even God, has set his seal. And they said, therefore, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? And Jesus answered, now, you might think, and I'm judging, it appears to me that what they're saying is, well, okay, what do I need to do? If I'm supposed to look for this food that endures to eternal life, what do I need to do? How do I work the works of God? And Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. And they said, here we go. And they said, faith going to zero. They said therefore to him, what then do you do for a sign that we may see? Hello, I just fed 5,000 effortlessly. There was no doubt. There was 12 baskets left over. Whatever, the two stories are a little bit different. I'm not sure which one it is at this point. I didn't look it up. But the fact is, he had just given them a sign. And they're looking for a sign. That's us, isn't it? That was a testimony of Jesus that didn't go to faith. But there were those who saw and believed. They realized that there's something here, that this man is not just any man. The testimony became faith in those people's lives. The testimony in those who refuse to believe does not become faith. There is no faith. There is no trust in the Lord. Going back to the story of the demon-possessed man, this is precious. What a picture of faith. And they began, this is at the end, or this is the end of that story, chapter, or verse 17 of chapter 5 of Mark. And they began to entreat him to depart from their region. And as he was getting into the boat, I mean, he could have fried them if he wanted to. They were so, I mean, how silly. Anyway, that's not his heart. Those who had seen it described to them how it had happened to the demon-possessed man and all the swine. And they began to entreat him to depart from their region. And as he was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed was entreating him that he might accompany him. He saw the testimony and believed and was willing to go forth in the light of Jesus, in the life of Jesus. And the next verse, Jesus, did not let him accompany him. But he said to him, go home to your people and report to them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he had mercy on you. And he went off, the man, and began to proclaim in the Decapolis what great things Jesus had done for him. And everyone marveled. This man desperately wanted to go with the Lord. He was healed. He was clean. I don't know for sure, but I imagine he had no memory of what things were like before Legion entered him. And here he is, clean and in his right mind. And he doesn't falter at being told, no, you can't go with me. That's faith. He heard the word from Jesus' mouth. He had seen the testimony. He knew the power of God. And he trusted Jesus. And he went with, instead of going with him, he went to his people and declared, God has healed me. God has saved me. And it's my understanding, I've looked this up at one point, but if I'm correct, and it may not be exactly correct, but there was almost no testimony in the Decapolis where he was at that time. And when they returned, there were thousands. And I believe it started here. Certainly he added to it. He went and was faithful to trust that Jesus had given him a command. With us, with our walk with the Lord, Jesus does, I'll call it the same. It's the same in spirit. He has cleansed us from all that was sinful and unrighteous within us. All that was filthy and kept us from relationship with him. He has made it such that we can have relationship with him. And he does it on purpose. He does it because he wants that relationship. He wants to perfect our faith. By faith we will come to him, and he will perfect that faith. He will perfect that faith by walking with us, by leading us, by giving us work for him. Work out of heaven. Works that he has prepared beforehand. It's not about trying to fulfill the law. That's a mistake. That's somehow we, and you know, the word work does mean that. I mean, and it includes that. But these are the works of God. And it said, just as it said in read back in chapter 6 of John, when they asked, they wanted to know, what stuff do we have to do to be in God's will? And he answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him on whom he has sent. Believe in him whom he has sent. We are to become one with him. And we get that way by walking with him, by being, by listening, by hearing, by reading, by being among his people, by seeing the testimony of Jesus. We are surrounded by it. It's all over. People don't see it because they don't know, they don't have the Spirit to give them eyes. But ask the Lord to show you. And in the Word, it's all throughout the Word. It's all over. Lord, we ask you to help us. We want to live by faith in you, that we might grow in you, that that fruit would come forth from us, things that we cannot make happen, that we might be a testimony, that you might give us works that are testimony to you, that will lift up your life and your love and mercy and grace that you have for all mankind. We desire, Lord, to be carried forward by you. Lord, I thank you and ask you, Lord, to expand, and just as you did that bread, to take this little word and break it and multiply it among your people in all our hearts. We thank you and praise you, Lord. In your precious name, amen. On a totally worldly note, well, not worldly, bad worldly, but there was a pair of glasses found. I think they're reading glasses. If